This is Micah Potter, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Piontek swings to Juzang. Thinks about a three. Instead, penetrates into traffic. Flares it out to Potter for three. Good. Micah Potter, right corner three. 2 years ago, he led the G League in three-point shooting.
The Jazz headed west for their final matchup of the season against the Sacramento Kings. Utah entered the contest looking to snap an eight-game losing streak, and Coach Hardy made history by starting the game with the youngest lineup the Utah Jazz have ever fielded. On the Kings' side, Sacramento came into tonight having lost two pivotal games against the Dallas Mavericks, and have now fallen from the safety of the top six seeds into the play-in tournament madness. Utah got some great play out of their young talent tonight, but it was Sacramento who took the victory by a final of 127 to 106. I'm Davis Ellington, and you are locked in to Jazz Game Rewind. The Kings entered the game dealing with multiple injuries, but none bigger than the loss of Malik Monk. Sacramento would lean on their premier point guard, De'Aaron Fox, in his absence, who picked up the slack and led his team with 24 points and 12 assists in tonight's contest.
Sexton splits the free throws. Here's Fox splitting a double team, scooping at the basket and scoring with an underhand left hand. De'Aaron Fox off a handoff. It's an easy three. Fox drives right to left, right to the basket, lays it up and in.
Utah also came into tonight hamstrung by injuries, with veterans Markkanen, Collins, and Clarkson unavailable, and they faced off against a Kings team desperate for a win to keep their hopes of avoiding the play-in tournament alive. Colin Sexton was causing problems for Sacramento, as his 9 points in the second quarter kept Utah within a four-point striking distance going into halftime.
Drive by Sexton all the way to the window, no one there, lays it up and in. Driving, Sexton, right-hand floater is good. Davion Mitchell gets switched by Fox, beats Fox in the lane, reach in foul, and a bucket for Colin, who flexes. Sexton attacking, spinning, right-hand floater scored it.
Coming out of the halftime break, Sacramento saw the Jazz quickly tie the game at 58-all. Kings head coach Mike Brown would respond by calling the best timeout of his coaching career, as the Kings came out of that timeout and played like their season truly was on the line. Sacramento immediately unleashed a 21-2 run on the Jazz to pull away and put the game away in the middle of the third. Harrison Barnes led the onslaught, scoring 13 of the 23 Kings points during that game-changing run. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
Insurance reminding you to be careful out there. WCF Insurance. Keegan Murray gets an open three out of the timeout, and it's Sacramento 61-58. Inside the post to Kessler. Jump pass to the corner, Sensabaugh. Ball fakes and travels. Right corner three from Harrison Barnes is up and in.
They ran a couple of very nice plays there. That last play by Murray that from the three-point one got Taylor sucked into the middle of the floor.
Taylor driving the right side. Jump pass back out of the top to Piontek. Touch pass to Sensabaugh in the corner. This time he drives the left hand. Scoots it back to Taylor. Bobbles the pass. Sensabaugh runs it back down. Says, I'm not taking a turnover there. But now he does turn it over. Dribbling off his left foot. Fast break the other way. Murray to the basket. Finger roll. Scoot missed it. Rebound. Ellis gets it between two Jazz players. Trailing is Barnes. Three ball good. Time out Will Hardy. And Sacramento's hit three straight threes, and the Jazz are suddenly down nine, 67-58, a 9-0 run by the Kings. Well, here, this will be interesting. We are out of timeouts, or at least automatic timeouts. Sacramento only has three timeouts left because they used one on a challenge earlier for the entire game. The Jazz have four, and we have 10 minutes to play. Sensabaugh drives, kicks to Hendricks. He's deep in the right corner. His three ball's no good. The rebound bounces off the head of Kessler and out to Fox at the top of the key. He spins into the front court, drives into the purple paint. Underhand scoop to Barnes is sloppy, and it's down at his kneecaps. Barnes has to recover. One-on-one drive on Kessler. Ball fake, stops, kicks it off the glass, and then as Kessler goes by. Sacramento by 11, their largest lead of the night.
Is that
11-0 run here.
Answered points.
Kessler catches in the middle of the paint, rotates to the corner. Jazz have been feasting on corner threes. Piontek misses this one far right. Fox on the dribble. In and out left-hand dribble. Flares to Murray for three, no good. Long rebound. Murray gets his own rebound as Sensabaugh ran by him. Sacramento has it. Murray blows by Kessler to the rim for a dunk. 13-point game. Keegan Murray picking up the slack of no Malik Monk and no Kevin Huerter has 20 for the Kings. Kings lost their last two to Dallas. They're cemented in the play-in now. Piontek straight away three offline, actually online, but too long. Back handle, and it shoots all the way back out to Ellis. Top to Fox. Fox working on Hendricks. Pull-up jumper from 18. Good. Sacramento on a 15-0 run. It was tied at 58 with 8:20. Now with 8:20 to play, the Jazz are down 15 to Sexton. Gets it knocked away by Ellis. Picked up by Murray. Diving after it. He tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds.
It's amazing what the three ball will do. It can really separate you from your opponent. Plus, boy, so the call was what?
Call was 100% right. The crowd is hometown, so they oohed and awed as though it was bad when it was really obviously the ball was on the line, but that's okay. We appreciate the fandom. Just don't always, you know, wisdom of crowd sometimes cannot always, doesn't always work. Sexton working off a pick and roll, double team. The ball knocked into the fifth row. The woman guy, wait, who's that guy? Wow, he corkscrewed that up and over. Oh, that was Thurl Bailey with a corkscrew jumper over to the official Matt Boland. Sensabaugh catches on the inbound, drives with the left hand, gets it back. Pull-up jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Kessler back up and in. Bryce Sensabaugh has 16 points tonight to lead the Jazz. Colin Sexton has 11. Here's Fox, half-court set for the Kings. They were no, last year what changed about the Kings is their half-court offense finally became good. Right corner, Barnes for three is good. This year their half-court offense is 14th in the NBA. They're not nearly as good in transition as they once were. They've gone from the number one offense in the NBA to 14th this year. Keontae, right side, Sexton. Drives the baseline, double team, skips over the top. Sensabaugh's wide open for three, missed another one. Jazz are just getting corner three after corner three tonight, exactly as they want. They're not knocking him down here in the quarter. Three for Fox is good, and Sacramento can't miss. Will Hardy needs to use another timeout, and it was 58 all. It is now 79-60, and the Kings have hit five threes in that period of time, and they are on a 21-2 run. And Will Hardy takes a timeout. We'll keep it here.
Though the final score didn't go the Jazz way tonight, there were some bright spots for Utah's young talent. Bryce Sensabaugh set a new career high tonight as he scored 22 points and hit five threes in 33 minutes of game action. Taylor Hendricks also shot the ball well from deep tonight, going 4 of 6 from beyond the arc and scoring 18 points in the contest.
Floats it to Sensabaugh, right corner three in rhythm, perfect. Right corner three for Bryce, perfect rotation, and it goes down. Keontae double team in the corner. Dunn becomes the release valve. Rotates to Hendricks. Contested corner three is good. Left corner, it's Hendricks for three, and he ripped the cord.
With the loss tonight, Utah falls to 29-46 and have now lost 9 in a row and 12 of their last 13. The Jazz have spent the back half of the season getting their young players high minutes of action as they continue to test George, Hendricks, Sensabaugh, and others against the best talent in the NBA. Utah has just 7 games remaining in the season and will look to see continued growth from their rookies. The trio of George, Hendricks, and Sensabaugh combined for 58 points tonight against a playoff team in the Kings. Utah will get a day off before they welcome Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers to the Delta Center on Tuesday, April 2nd, with tip-off for that contest scheduled for 7 p.m. You can get tickets for that game and the final few Jazz home games at utahjazz.com and catch all the action on KJazz and Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for all of us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.